Alaskans joined the wave of national protests this weekend after police shot and killed two more black men in Minnesota and Louisiana. More than 300 people gathered in Midtown Anchorage on Friday evening to drive home the message that black lives matter. But unlike protests in New York, St. Paul, and elsewhere that ended with arrests, Anchorage's peaceful gathering focused on the positive relationship between police and the community. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman was there.
The diverse crowd waved signs reading "Justice for All" and "You don't have to be black to be outraged." Community leaders were speaking at the corner of the parking lot on Northern Lights and the new Seward Highway. For 10 minutes, Nisha Jones recited the names of black victims of police shootings.
Josiah Williams.
Say my name.
Isaiah Corr.
Say my name.
Roger Prince.
The Washington Post, which has been tracking fatal shootings by police, reports that unarmed black men are 7 times as likely to be killed by police gunfire than unarmed white men. But Jones reminded the crowd that not all cops are bad. And in Anchorage, the police and the black community have a good relationship.
There is no blue wall here. There is no them against us. We live in a city of diversity, and I am thankful for that.
Police Chief Christopher Tolley read a prepared statement thanking the community for supporting each other during the country's difficult times.
We are all each other's neighbors, and we will always treat each other with compassion and respect.
The event was organized over Facebook by 3 Anchorage women, Annalisha Jacobs, Jasmine Smith, and Brittany Watkins. They say they didn't expect the massive turnout, but their post had hundreds of shares within 24 hours. Watkins says the Thursday shooting in Dallas targeting police officers made organizers in Anchorage nervous because they wanted a peaceful event, not something that led to the loss of more innocent lives.
I want to let people know that Black Lives Matter does not mean that no one else matters. We're coming together in unity, but we're just saying right now we're hurt. It's like when you have a broken leg. That broken leg is hurt. You don't worry about the other bones. You focus on that leg until it's healed. And then the rest of the body kind of works in motion. And that's what we wanted everyone to know.
The event started with somber reminders of police violence against African Americans, then took on a joyous mood as the crowd lined the sidewalks, cheering and waving signs as passing cars honked in support. Pastor Yolande Caravine of Anchorage said the police shootings broke her heart, and people need to realize that not every officer is bad, just as not every person is bad.
When we bleed, we all going to bleed the same color blood, so we need to come together and love one another and stop all this hate and this vindictive evil spirit, because that is not how God wants us to be.
Over the weekend, the Anchorage Police Department sent out a local alert message. Usually they're used to relay information about a crime or a traffic accident, but this time, the police thanked the community for the outpouring of support they've received. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.